Blog Talk Radio.
Growth plan? How about the people path? What is your mindset? How are you doing in the area of leadership? Have you found that greater why that gives you significance? Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway, where I believe we're on a divine journey in which God is a light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adam, what am I working? Great questions on a Motivational Monday. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dream. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show installments, they're available on demand at your convenience through our archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. On today's broadcast, I'm so excited about our special all-star in-studio guests. But before we bring them in, I want to share with you that I will share with you with our guests for about 40 minutes into today's programming. And wow, you'll have the opportunity to chime right on in, ask a question, make a comment around today's subject. But before we bring our guest in, I want to ask you, our global listening audience, to take a quick moment. Allow those social media juices to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, go old school, send an email, send a fax, invite someone to join you for the richness that will be shared today around our subject. Wow, again, we thank you for doing what you can do to support us with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens, notepads, tablets, desktops, you're not sitting at your laptop, you got your smartphone, pull up those notes, because our in-studio guests are powerhouses in their own right. And we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, The Power of Five, The Power of Five by John C. Maxwell, one of my mentors. In-studio guests, Bertram and Fatima Calhoun, they were and are the ambassadors, a part of the ambassadors team for the John Maxwell book, The Power of Five. They are entrepreneurs, speakers, trainers, business coaches, and I'm so excited that they're gracing us here on Motivational Mondays. And so give our guests a warm motivational virtual boardroom welcome to Fatima and Bertram Calhoun. Woo! Hello.
Well, good evening.
Hello,
thank
hello.
You so much.
Don't be shy. You're very welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited about having you on, and thank you so much for being here. You know, I love to ask my guests, if they were to describe who they are, of course, we can go on and on, I'm sure, with your bios because of who you are and all of what you've accomplished. But beyond your bio, if you were to describe who you are, who would you say you are?
Okay, I'll go first. I wasn't sure who was going to go first. So first of all, thank you so much for having us on, and I love that interesting question. It definitely prompts you to probe deeper and really think, you know, because sometimes we can go long moments, years sometimes, without really thinking, you know, who am I? So I would say that I was a speaker, a traveler, and a philanthropist.
Oh, I love that. And you've touched on several things that I also share the passion for. I love to travel. That's a whole other conversation. What are your favorite places? You may have some place that I haven't been that I can go. So I look forward to that conversation along with just serving others and my life making a difference in that regard. I love it. So, Bertram, who would you say you are beyond your bio?
And again, thank you for the opportunity for us to be on. It's an honor. It's a pleasure. And I know we had an opportunity to meet out in California face-to-face, so I'm glad this day has finally come. I would describe myself on a more personal level, the way I grew up as an only child. The other thing I would say is I am a lover of science. So I love tinkering and experimenting with things. And the last thing I would say is, and this is something I've grown into, is I'm a leader.
I can relate to two out of the three. I, too, am an only child. Science, you can have that. And no question about it. Truly, I, too, am a leader. And, again, I thank you both for being here, and I'm so excited to have this deep dive conversation with you around The Power of Five, obviously the book by John C. Maxwell for network marketing. And I would love for you to share with our global listening audience, how was it that you became ambassadors for this book?
I'll jump in. Fatima and I are part of an awesome network marketing company, and we have a mentor that we've had for a couple of decades now. His name is Darnell Self, and this gentleman was chosen as an advisor of a very exclusive roundtable lead of about 20 people, handpicked by John C. Maxwell, who are most seven-figure earners in the network marketing industry, some high six-figure income earners annually. And because John C. Maxwell's purpose in life, as he stated, is our friend, he said he wants to add value, and he wants to add value to leaders who are developing other leaders. And he thought network marketing was a great industry for him to endorse. He's never, from what he told us in our sessions, ever endorsed any industry. So he chose our mentor, who we've known for, like I say, well over a decade or two. And out of those 20 very successful top earners within our industry of network marketing, they had the opportunity to go back and handpick their top leaders within their team. So because of the success we've been blessed to have, we were chosen, me and Fatima, with two other high-income earners within our company as well. So there ended up being five of us, which became very interesting because we had five topics with the power of five. So all five of us, and we've known all of us have known each other for at least a decade plus, we had an opportunity to pick one topic, or rather Mr. Darnell Self picked the topic for us, but we were able to dive deep into that topic. And so we were invited to this group, and we felt like it was an honor, and it was, of course, a privilege, and we just enjoyed it for the last, I guess it's been 3 or 4 months now. Over to you, Fatima.
Yeah, so it was definitely a pleasure and an honor to be asked to be a part of the project. And while I had read a lot of John C. Maxwell's books, and I heard him speak once before, maybe twice, it was definitely different being able to spend that quality time with him, listening to him go over the book, explain the book, get our feedback on the book, and then spend some time with him, just chatting with him. And so extremely excited that we are a part of the project. We love to help people, and we really do believe that this book, The Power of Five, is not just for network marketers, though, because he talks about five things that really matter. And I think it matters no matter what industry you're in, whether you are, whatever industry you're in, you can apply those principles to your life.
Absolutely. You know, what's so interesting is that this past August, I was at an international Maxwell certification, and one of your team members, Jill White, she saw a Facebook post that I was there, and, you know, I was just, woo-wee, you know, just as you get into that space and that zone, and you've been in his presence, it's just electrifying. It's just amazing. And he really does make you feel like he's your friend. You just feel like, wow, I know this man. There's such a connecting point. And, of course, one of the power of five is connecting. And like you said, Fatima, it applies to any area of your lives, the five principles. And one of the things that when John Maxwell mentioned the book and the new release of it in August, he shared with us as a group, and he said, you know, I did it specifically for the network marketing industry, but this book applies to anyone. And that's what I love. The principles are so universal. And I know you have your favorites, but I'm just going to share quickly with our global listening audience, and I'll have you share individually on specific areas. But the power of five, number one is growth. The question raised is, do you have a growth plan? Number two, connection, the people path. And I must admit, this is my area of greatest challenge because, as I shared, I'm an only child, so she can get into bear cub hibernation mode. She has to really stretch out of her comfort zone and make the connection with the people. We can talk about that in a minute. But number three, mindset. Number four, leadership. And number five, significance. And anytime anyone interacts with John Maxwell, it's clear he's living life with greater significance. He really is about giving value to other people. And so I know that each of you have a specific area that you're going to share and just kind of touch on. And I'll share on connection because that's my weak spot. Being transparent. But understanding, and this is what's so key, that we're influencing people and we have to connect with people throughout our lives. And almost everything we do is related to our relationships. And so when we fall short in that area of relationship, we miss it. And that's why it's so key, because especially for network marketing, sales, anything that's dealing with people, we have to be able to effectively connect with people. And that, for many, is a stretch out of their comfort zone. Another one that I love, and Fatima, you're going to share that with us, and it is, of course, number three, mindset. I'm all about mindset, and I hand the virtual boardroom mic over to you. Please share with our global listening audience some richness around mindset.
Thank you so much. Yes. And so, you know, for me, when I found out that I was going to be supporting John C. Maxwell's chapter on mindset, I thought, okay, easy peasy, lemon squeezy, right? But then I realized there's a difference between personal development and growth and mindset. And so when I understood that difference, I said, okay, well, I really need to understand what mindset is. And so, you know, we are taught to go to school, get good grades, and, you know, I had been a professional for many years before I entered this industry, and I had done a lot of professional skills development, and so I thought that's really all you needed was academia and professional skills development. But what I found is whenever you decide to be an entrepreneur or a leader or to be, take a different path in life, there's a way that you actually have to set your mind to be successful, to go through the hard knocks, to be able to move forward. And so that was really an epiphany for me to go back in my life and say, yes, I remember when I had my mindset shift, and that was about 13 years ago. And one of the first books I read was Think and Grow Rich, and it really helped me to see the difference between a scarcity mindset and an abundance mindset, and a belief that, you know, most people are good, and, you know, not trusting people. There's so many ways that we can change our minds and set them so that whenever we approach a situation, we're approaching it from that mindset. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Oh, no, it totally does. And, you know, he talks about in this chapter that you have two people that join network marketing, for example. One, you know, achieves great success and the other doesn't, because of exactly what we're talking about, mindset. And I remember when I was in real estate, I had people all around me and they were achieving great success and I was just barely getting by because, one, it wasn't the right fit for me, but two, my mindset, I needed to make the shift and I hadn't yet made the shift. So what you're saying is so dead on and so on point. Anything else you want to share with us about mindset and how it matters?
Well, what I would say, yeah, you're right, making that connection is key, is that it's an ongoing process, because as we want to go to different levels, then we have to actually grow our mindset to that next level. And so it's not a matter of, okay, 10 years ago I read 10 books. No, it's, you know, 10 years ago, what books did you read? Did you apply them? Where are you in your life now, and what are you applying? And so application is so key to make sure that as you are reading these books, you are making a shift. And so I feel like every single month I learn something that helps me to continue to shift my mindset.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Because the reality is when we can shift our mindset, we shift our potential. We increase our capacity when we shift our mindset. So I love it. So rich. And of course, we'll, I'm sure, touch a little bit more on that. I want to give Bertram an opportunity to share with us an insight around leadership. Of course, John C. Maxwell is the guru of leadership and personal development. What insight have you gleaned from him around leadership and the power of five?
Coach Adams, this was very fascinating to me, because when I embarked in this industry on a path of success, hearing about the amazing success stories within this particular industry, even though it's very transferable to any industry, especially entrepreneurship, but specifically the network marketing industry, I learned way before I had success back in the 90s that you had to be a leader if you really wanted to experience the lifestyle change and the success that we heard about through the testimonials on stage and that we read about in magazines and we saw people on videos being showcased. So what's fascinating is simply this. When I was a rookie within this industry, I was very intimidated to be a leader. I mentioned being an only child, so I was used to being an achiever as an individual, which was a part of it, right? Leading yourself, that's important. But I was actually terrified of the thought of leading other people, which requires influence. And I say this, and I'm serious, I was afraid to lead a silent prayer before I really immersed myself within this industry. So before I met John C. Maxwell in person at our convention back in 2017 in a more intimate setting, because of this project as an ambassador, I had read two of his books that helped to, for me, to really demystify what it was to be a leader and what leadership was all about. Why? Because he made a decision to be a leadership guru many decades ago, and his two books helped me to embrace leadership. It was one, the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. He was able to talk about the laws. When you violate the law, there's consequences. When you embrace the law, there are some great benefits you can get from doing that. But first, understanding the laws was very key. And then he wrote the book called The 21 Indispensable, right? He's using some strong language, qualities of a leader. So that allowed me to say, wow, these are the qualities that a leader should possess. And I was able to have him extracted from his studying and him being a leader globally. And those two books prior to meeting him helped me to really embrace leadership. Now, in my own language, I'll say this. Leadership has boiled down to this simple phrase, right? That word ship on the end, leadership, that word ship is a vessel, symbolically. It's a ship. So when you have anything that has ship on the end of it, partnership, relationship, leadership, is taking you, what, from point A to point B and, of course, to other points as well. So as a leader, what I really understood, especially within this network marketing industry, my whole goal was by adding value to people was to help take them from point A to point B through my influence. And what the book allowed me to really understand is this is a critical one of the Power Five lessons that a new person coming into this industry must embrace. This book is less than 100 pages. It's an easy read. So it is one of the most critical aspects of network marketing that a person definitely wants to master. And the thing I really love is that concept of leadership allows a person to really be stretched, number one, but also, two, when we look at that word leadership, the person has the ability in this industry to lead, which is very difficult, a volunteer army. And the last thing I'll say to contrast that versus when I was in corporate as an engineer, or if a person's in the military, a person may follow a person because of their rank in the military. They're afraid they'll be dishonorably discharged. They may disrespect a person of a higher rank, so they fall in line, but not because of the person adding value to them per se, not to knock that model, but it's more out of fear and intimidation. In corporate, a person may be afraid to lose their job because their boss may give them a bad review. But within, let's say, the religious community, as a spiritual leader within nonprofit and within the network marketing industry, embracing leadership is the purest form of leadership because we're leading volunteer armies. So this was a topic that I is very near and dear to my heart, and it's allowed for the creation and the development and the growth of a team of a volunteer army within this network marketing industry because I learned these concepts from John C. Maxwell prior to being a part of this project. And I just feel so blessed now, of course, to have the opportunity, me and Fatima and the other network marketers, to add value to the industry with this book called The Power Five.
I love it. And you've brought out such great richness. And, you know, a couple of things that I really appreciate is I love how through The Power of Five, under leadership specifically, that John C. Maxwell gives us some keys on how to lead people. Because like you said, oftentimes that can be intimidating. And I love that he shares with us that, one, we have to live what we say. And so often leaders lose favor with their team and respect and honor because we don't live what we say. We say, do as I say, you know, but not as I do. You know that term, right? And so it's about living what we say, that we lift people by adding value to them. I mean, the culture of the John Maxwell team, it's all about adding value to others. Love the people that you lead. That is so key. If we don't like the people, if we don't love the people that we lead, it makes it difficult because, you know, we really are not invested in them. We don't want to add value to them. So I love that. Look for the potential leader or mentor in others. That is so amazing as well. And looking for that for ourselves. You know, so some really great richness on the principles that we talked about. The other, of course, is significance. Any thoughts around significance?
Fatima, may I?
Well, I mean, one of the things that I think he makes a great distinction and was a key lesson for me was that, you know, there's a difference between success and significance. And success is really when you have your own dreams, goals, and aspirations, and you're going after them for yourself. And significance is when you feel like you've kind of achieved what you want, and you want to go back and make sure that you're helping other people. And so significance is adding value to other people, whether it's mentoring, whether it's leading, whether it's, you know, lending a helping hand. That's the difference for me. And so, you know, as we get older and we mature prayerfully, we all want to move from not just going after our own personal success, but also wanting to add value to other people and to be significant. However, I think it's important that we want to do that along the way, hand in hand, as we're going for success, elevating as we climb. And so not to wait, you know, until we've had or have everything that we want. And that's what's so beautiful about network marketing, because you can be successful, achieve your own goals, while also helping other people achieve their goals. And so you're able to pair success and significance at the same moment.
I love that, and you brought out some great points. Bertram, did you have any other thoughts around significance? I totally agree with what Fatima said. I totally agree with that.
No, she did a stellar job. I can't add anything, so we can move to the next question. That was awesome.
It really was. She capitalized that so well. Any other thoughts around? I know we focused quite a bit on mindset and leadership, but do you have any other thoughts around growth or connection as well? Just curious.
I'll speak on growth for a moment. What I've learned when it comes to that word growth is within our particular industry, but again, it applies to other industries as well. A person can have a certain amount of success based on their own talent, sometimes based on timing. And John C. Maxwell even talks about talent is not enough. And so I've seen this when I was in sports and junior high and high school and college. And some people, of course, have a higher aptitude in certain areas than others. So we understand that everybody's born with certain gifts, and everybody doesn't share all those gifts in the same proportion. So that's where growth really comes in, where it has to be very intentional, because when talent runs out, when timing is not perfect, consistent growth, it really allows everybody to have an equal chance of success. And so I learned this phrase a long time ago. If a person decides to grow a third of a percent every day, just a third of a percent every day, over 365 days a year, they've grown 100% in a calendar year, but it was based on being consistent. It was based on just a little bit, by the inches to cinch, by the yard. Sometimes it can be very hard. So within our industry, I've seen, and I'll speak to myself, I've seen my success go out to a certain, go out to a certain rank or a certain level, to use that word, and then I see my success rubber band back like a boomerang, because there were some growth areas and opportunities that I did not, really take seriously, or that I didn't really dwell into. And so we like to say that this industry of network marketing will promote or expose you. So I was able to have success based on my strengths that were promoted, but my weaknesses were exposed as well. And it doesn't matter who you are, this industry is an amazing, it's a personal development program with a compensation plan attached to it. So some basic things that we do our best to apply to grow constantly is just to read daily, is to listen to audios daily, to watch our associations, because we can sometimes read the right information, listen to the right information that is helping us to grow, but we're around negative people, and it's canceling out the growth that's inside of us. So the associations, and sometimes we even have to disassociate from some individuals, either for a season altogether, or just for perhaps taking a conversation that's 20 minutes typically down to maybe 2 minutes, so we don't actually cut the person off, but we just decrease the amount of time we spend with that person over the phone or in person, because they are having a negative consequence on our growth. So hopefully that makes sense and helps out.
Oh, no, it totally makes sense, and it definitely helps out. And, you know, one of the statements that I love around growth that John C. Maxwell makes is personal growth is a silent investment. It doesn't speak up, it shows up. And I love that. And I love your transparency in that you said, not only did my strengths show up, but also my weaknesses. And it definitely does kind of bring the mirror up for us to say, hey, this is where we are, this is what we need to work on. And it is an intentionality. And so often people feel like, oh, I'll just sit back on the hammock and I'll grow because I'm studying and reading and what have you. But it's you have to be actively involved. It's a conscious, intentional effort that many will miss. Fatima, did you have any other thoughts around growth?
No, I think you both did an excellent job of really highlighting any points that I would say. But I would love to ask you, and with your show that you have here, what motivated you as far as one of these principles to want to start this show? Was it significance? You said connection was something that you were working on. But which one of them do you think really motivated you to start this show?
It definitely was significance. So you hit the nail right on the head without us talking about it, because my desire is to empower as many people as I can in their vision and in their purpose. And so creating Motivational Mondays and having this platform where I can bring individuals such as yourself that have rich subject matter that will support others in getting tools in their toolbox, and I bring empowerment and tools as well with my coaching skills. It was all about adding value into the lives of others and giving greater significance.
I love that because, you know, I was, you know, people sometimes have a negative opinion about social media, and I know that there's some give and take on that, but one of the things that I find is that we have teenagers, and one thing, and when I listen to them, they are really being personally developed just by reading the memes on social media. I know when I was growing up, I didn't have an idea of toxic people, or one of our daughters sent us an email today, I mean a text today, saying November is no to bad habits, no to self-sabotage, no to, you know, thinking, all of these things that shows that, you know, she's being developed. And so shows like yours, and I'm connecting it to that in a moment, are so helpful too, because there is a lot of negativity out there, but I'm finding more and more people really taking up the banner to say, you know what, I have something to add to this blog that's positive, that will help move people forward. And so I really admire you for doing this, and I'm so grateful to have an opportunity just to share a little bit on your platform.
I thank you so much. I really do. And I love, and I want you all to have an opportunity to share more of how people can make a connection with you. Obviously, we have a global listening audience, want to, you know, make sure that they know how to connect with you and the beautiful work that you're doing to empower others, not only personally, but economically, and just give a little bit more information about what you do professionally in your capacity and how people can get in touch with you.
I know you could hear a pin drop, but Fatima, I want to be respectful and allow you to share first. If not, I'll go ahead and share.
Oh, no, please go ahead.
It's a question we don't get often, honestly, Coach Adams. You know, we have websites. So would it be better to post a website, or should I give out a specific way to contact, you know, through email, a website, or another means? Or?
Well, I definitely want to give information that you feel comfortable with giving live on the airwaves, and then we will definitely post as well contact information with the show and through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, what you want us to follow up on as well, be it an email address or website or what have you. But I want to make sure that those that are listening in live, that they also have an opportunity to know, how can I connect with these dynamic all-stars that I've heard about that worked on this project, that are all of those various things that we said at the top of the hour, entrepreneurs, speakers, coaches, trainers, you know, all of that. How can I get some more of that?
Sure. I'll say this on Facebook. My name is Bert, B as in boy, E-R-T, last name Calhoun. Again, Bert Calhoun in Atlanta, Georgia. If you put that in the search engine, you should be able to easily find me on Facebook. Also, too, I have no problem giving out my phone number as well. You can text or call me. My number is 301-440-9591. Again, 301-440-9591. And I know Fatima has other endeavors outside of our network marketing business, so I'll give her an opportunity to share what she may want to share as well.
Well, thank you so much. And I on Instagram, my Instagram handle is my name, Fatima, Fatima, S as in Sam, Salam, Salaam, and that's where I share information regarding Goldman Global. And you're welcome to go check that out. And it's the same on Twitter, except for it's not under my name. It's under Go Women Global. And then on Facebook, it's Go Women Global. So thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to highlight that. And Go Women Global was originally a consulting firm that helped women be able to start their own businesses. But as I've evolved, I've really wanted to return to my roots of philanthropy, and so it's going to be transitioning into a strategic partnership with other funders to help to develop programs for women and girls globally. So listeners, stay tuned for more information on that. Back to you, Coach Adams.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And I want you to know that Motivational Mondays is always a platform for you. So if you have a special project or anything that you want to highlight and share, know that you're always welcome. I think this will be a great opportunity and a good time to give our global listening audience the opportunity to chime into the conversation. This is a time in which we invite you, those that are listening in, to share in the discussion. Maybe you have a question or a comment around today's thoughts on the power of five. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. We look forward to having you chime right on in. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Meanwhile, we're going to continue the conversation, and I would love to know, so what's next for the dynamic duo? I just gave you that nickname. I hope that's okay. You're such powerhouses in your own right. What's next for you?
I'll jump in. What's next for myself? I'm working on a project with a friend and also a mentor who's become a business partner within my company of Legal Shield. We met well over 19 years ago, really, but he was a mentor initially. And around 6 years ago, his training style and my training style gained some attention within our company, and they put us together as one brand because we had very similar results within our company and within this network marketing industry, but with total opposite styles, strategies, and approaches. And they labeled me Fire and they labeled him Ice. And so this last year, we went on a tour. We went to 3 different cities doing what we call our Fire and Ice tour. We have a 2-minute promo video. We were just in Las Vegas. What was that? October 19th, and we conducted a training for our company. We were in Indianapolis at the beginning. No, excuse me, Cincinnati at the beginning of the year, and also in Alabama. And we also trained together on our corporate stage in Dallas and on our team stage in Las Vegas as well. So in 2020, us branding ourselves on another level in social media, and also doing tours and trainings across the country. I'm really looking to ramp that up big time next year. Matter of fact, our next stop for the Fire and Ice Tour, where we talk about multi-level marketing, performance, and beyond, right? Really learning the basics, the fundamentals, performing better in MLM or network marketing. Those are synonymous. Our next stop is actually right after the Super Bowl, February 8th, right here in Hotlanta, in Atlanta, Georgia. So that's something that's on the horizon for myself, as well as, and I'll be real quick with this, working on two book projects, and this is something that I need to, I've been working on these for a while, so I need to really ramp it up to bring these to completion. And so I'm excited about spending more time doing that as well as the year closes out and open up next year as well. So back to you, Coach Adams.
I appreciate it. And I also want to, and some exciting things are happening. I love it. You are truly on the move. I would love to give Fatima the opportunity as well, if there's anything that you want to share that's on the horizon for you specifically, either your organization or individually, collectively, whatever you want to share.
Well, yeah, I think I already shared it when I talked about Goldman Global transitioning to a philanthropic organization, and so I'm really excited about that. I've already started moving forward with that and talking to stakeholders, and I was just really struck by the fact that, you know, I've always done something in philanthropy, and so instead of just giving the money, I was like, why not be someone who helps to make the decisions around where the money can go? And so I'm so excited about that, and that's my major project right now. And of course, with Legal Shield, I am one of the leaders of the Ladies of Justice Committee, which is the arm of Legal Shield, the division of Legal Shield that focuses on our industry from a woman's voice and perspective. So that's what I'm looking forward to going into 2020.
I love it, and I'm sure the Go Women Global was all about significance, would you say?
For sure, yes, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I love to ask my, you know, guests and share with the audience, if you had to say your greatest lesson that you've learned to date, maybe it's around the power of five, maybe it's something else, what would that greatest life lesson be or principle be that you would share and kind of give this nugget to someone listening in and they can say, hey, I can grab that, put that in my toolbox. That really helped me out. I love the wisdom that they shared in that area. So whoever wants to jump in first, greatest life lesson you've learned to date.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I love that question. And, you know, you have your life lessons based on where you are in your life. You're like, this is the one. This is the epiphany. This is the aha moment. This is that number one life lesson, right? And so, but they change as we go through different experiences. So one of the ones, though, that has resonated with me and that I share with my children and with my clients and with people is that there's no shortcut to success. Anytime that I've tried to take the shortcut to success, meaning not wanting to go through the lessons, not wanting to go through the pain, not wanting to take the time to learn, then I find myself kind of returning back to where I started. And so it's better to just understand that between point A and Z, there is a journey, and you have to get ready to be patient and to do the due diligence to get over the fear, to go through the steps necessary to have that success.
That definitely is a powerful, yes, I love that, because we are in such a microwavable society. Everybody wants things so quick, fast, and in a hurry, and they lose focus on the fact that life is a journey. There are no shortcuts, and if we can just get those lessons and grow forward, it looks like we actually have a caller in the queue, so I'm going to bring the caller in. And then, Bertram, we're going to come to you with the same question, but let's go ahead and take our caller. Caller, area code 818, last four digits, is this 46337? My apologies, 6337. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our in-studio guest. What's your question or comment?
Well, what I like best is, you said you have a personal development program with a compensation plan attached to it. How do I sign up?
That's a great question. And, Coach Adams, we can give out a website for that, or we can post it on in the appropriate space in social media. So I'll follow your lead on that.
You are more than welcome to give the website address, absolutely, and we'll also post it. So anything that you want me to follow up and post, I'll get that from you offline. But feel free, give the website address, absolutely.
Okay, it is, and please, Fatima, correct me if I'm wrong, FatimaSalam.ladiesofjustice.com. Did I get that right?
Yes, you're correct. Thank you.
So, Fatima FATIMA, S as in Sam, Salam, SALAAM, dot ladiesofjustice.com.
Thank you.
Yes, that was a great question. Thank you, caller. We so appreciate you. And so we're going to continue in our conversation. And caller, if you can hit 1 on your keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. If you have another question, feel free to jump in. We do still have a few moments left in our programming tonight, and we want you to know that your questions and comments are welcome. So know that our lines are open. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. You can't just press 1 on your keypad. You have to dial in. So we're going to go to Bertram. The same question. Greatest life lesson that you have learned today, be it on the Power of Five, or just in life in general?
It's a great question, and it's very simple. It's, I'm going to say two things, but they tie into each other. The first thing is the lesson of in life of failing forward. When I look at the Power of Five, I look at the Power of Five with the behold and the beware, right? Both sides of the ledger. I see where I've had success from embracing the Power of Five, growth, connection, mindset, leadership, and significance. But also, too, I think a lot about the mistakes that I've made before I even knew about the Power of Five within my career and in life in general. I really appreciate those who I've worked with, and I'll just speak in the entrepreneurial endeavor. When I made a lot of mistakes, especially in the beginning, that they some saw my sincerity. And so as I was working more on myself, I made a lot of blunders as I read more books like How to Win Friends and Influence People, where I began to understand more about the best way to deal with people, being tactful, and just having a high level of people skills. Some of those individuals in the beginning of my business, they may or may not be with me to this day, and some of them actually, within this particular company, Legal Shield, they quit because of the mistakes I made, right? Because I wasn't at a level of growth that kept them in the business. And so I think about a lot of the mistakes I've made where I've had to course correct, a lot of dealing with people, working with people, and, you know, not connecting with people. I remember using a leadership style that wasn't applicable and palatable to every type of personality or every individual, whether it be male or female, old or young. So, again, making the mistakes, failing forward helped me to improve my connection with people, and, you know, whether it be in the business or outside the company. And then when I think about mindset as well, just, you know, Fatima mentioned it, you know, stinking thinking, just really doing my best to rid my mind of the thinking of that would have me to just take longer to have success. And so, but making the mistakes allow me and reveal to me some of that stinking thinking. And then when I think about leadership, oh, this is a big one. I blew it with some people, and it kind of relates back to the growth. But then there were other people who they gave me a chance. Maybe they had pity on me. I'm not really sure, but they hung in there with me. And then some, you know, I just never was able to really connect with them or lead them, and it was okay, right? And so, you know, I understood the lesson, too, that sometimes you may not be able to provide leadership for every person or everybody. And then the significance, I'm still working on that one. Definitely it's near and dear to my heart to leave a strong legacy, to have significance. You know, we feel great about those who've had success through us mentoring and coaching them, but this is still a work in progress. So the other phrase I'll say as I wrap up the question is, and I realize this, right, fail forward, but I'm always under construction. That's one of the biggest lessons that I try to keep in front of myself, and, of course, not to you try your best not to make the same mistakes. Sometimes you do, but you try to put your best foot forward to keep going and moving forward, but to realize you're always under construction because the moment you think you're not, then I guess it's time to die. So back to you, Coach Adams.
Oh my God,
I thank you for that.
That was kind of morbid,
know,
but
right?
I'm
like,
sorry.
Oh my gosh. Well, the reality is, as long as we still have breath in our bodies, we have that dash, okay, we still are under construction. You are not alone, each and every one of us. We are still under construction. Wow, it is amazing how quickly time flies by. Before I do my official closing, I just wanted to give you an opportunity for any final closing remarks before we officially close it out. This has been so rich and insightful. I thank you so much for all that you have shared. I thank you for being guest here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but we are truly grateful that you have invested in sewing in our global listening audience this evening. And speaking of our global listening audience, looks like we have another caller. Let me bring them in. Caller area code 818-8261. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our in-studio guest. What's your question or comment?
My comment is this. One of the most important things I learned tonight was to be transparent, opening my mind to being more vulnerable, knowing that my vulnerability might help someone else who's dealing with the same situation.
Ooh, that's powerful. I love that. Thank you so much, caller. We appreciate you sharing that this evening. And thank you so much for tuning in. Did you have any other remarks?
No, that was it for now.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. So we're going to prepare to close out, but any final remarks from our in-studio guests? Any final closing thoughts?
Coach Adams, I would like to speak to those in your listening audience who are in the network marketing industry. I would like to say this book, The Power of Five for Network Marketing, is the best book, in my humble opinion, that has been published, that has been written for network marketers who are brand new to this industry. It's less than 100 pages. I've been in this industry about 23, 24 years since I graduated from college way back in 95, and this is a book I wish I had for myself, number one, as a rookie, as a new person within this industry, but number two, more importantly, because of significance, if I could have given this book and put it in the hands of all of my new business partners, my new recruits, I truly feel that we would have had a lot more people not quit, a lot more people to have had success, realize their dreams, had a change in lifestyle, if they would have had the opportunity to read this book when they first started and they embarked upon their career within the industry, regardless of company, regardless of selling a product or service. This book is the best I've seen to date. Back to you, Coach Adams.
And I agree with you, and I want to give Fatima an opportunity to share as well, but it looks like we have another caller. But it's so universal. So be it you're in the network marketing industry or any other industry, the five principles, you've heard them that we spoke about, growth, connection, mindset, leadership, and significance, they cross-apply in any industry. We do have another caller, and I want to give the caller the opportunity. Area code 323, last four digits, 0843. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our in-studio guest. What's your question or comment?
Yes, Coach Adams. I think you just answered it. I wanted you to comment on how your Shape Up and Win strategy, the Power of Five, and the thoughts of Mr. Calhoun and Ms. Salem all correlate together.
I love that question, and how they all correlate together is obviously, one, we're all in some way connected to the John Maxwell team. In addition to that, we share commonality. We're speakers, we're coaches, we're trainers. I'm not sure if I'm answering your question exactly, but it's all about empowering others and living life that's significant. And that's where we are coming from. It's about greater significance. I don't know if Bertram and Fatima, if you have any other thoughts around that, but those are my thoughts.
No, those were awesome. Spot on.
Cooly wooly. Well, thank you so much, caller, for your comments. I trust we answered your question.
Yes. Most definitely. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. And, wow, I want to share with our global listening audience as we prepare to close out that Coach Adams has so many resources around empowerment. But the one that is most important right now at the top of the list is my Mastermind Roundtable on Today Matters starting on this Saturday. It is a six-week journey. We're going to look at 12 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success. What a great way to close out this fourth quarter of the year and to get yourself in position, ready for this new year of 2020. You want to get involved in this Mastermind Roundtable. It is a private mastermind. There are only six spaces available. Give my team a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101, or you may email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. I did want to give Fatima an opportunity to share her final thoughts before we officially close it out.
Oh, well, what an honor. Just once again to reiterate, I'm just grateful to have this opportunity, and yes, the Power of Five for Network Marketers by John C. Maxwell is an awesome book, and it has really changed the way I look at all of those components, putting them all together. Definitely shifted the way that I think about things, so I would highly, highly recommend it, and not just because I had something to do with it, because we had something to do with it, but because it really is a transformational book. So thank you again, Coach Adams, for having us on the call.
Absolutely, my pleasure, and I agree with you both. It is transformational, and it cross-applies. Well, I want to remind our global listening audience that we do have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Maybe you didn't have an opportunity to ask a question or make a comment. You can do that through social media. It is an open group, and anyone is welcome to join. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. And I thank our in-studio guests again for sharing such rich insight around the Power of Five. I want to stay connected with you, and if you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, you can shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. If you would like more information about the Mastermind Roundtable, you would send an email to the same, or you can give a call at 310-289-2101 to learn more about Coach Adams. Visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Signing off for now. Oh, we have another. Oh, no, that's the previous caller. I coach and you win.